Lydia Ko, foreigner for the day.
Always.
Other than the last hole, not a lot of hiccups. Can you all take us through it?
Yeah, I decided to chip, you know, just off the green on 9, and then I ran it a little bit by. So, you know, when you have like a 9-10 footer, they're not gimme par putts. So it was unfortunate that I finished with a bogey, but overall it was a really solid round. You know, those times that I missed the greens, I was able to make up and down most of the time, and then, you know, made a few good birdie putts too. So this is, I think, one of the best rounds I've had, you know, to start off the U.S. Open. So I think I'll take this 68.
Did the conditions change very much from the start of the round to when you finished, with the heat and the humidity?
It was pretty same all day. You know, during the middle of our back nine, we had a little bit more breeze than, you know, the rest of the holes, but it was pretty calm, which is, you know, nice to be able to take advantage of that. And, you know, the course, you know, plays a little longer, so when the wind blows, it definitely plays a little differently. And yeah, you know, I tried to take advantage of that.
When there are so many birdies to be had at a U.S. Open, do you feel like you kind of have to take advantage of that?
Yeah, you know, when it is calm and you have those birdie opportunities, you try and grab those chances. But you know, even though it was calm, you know, they tuck some pin positions, so, you know, it wasn't necessarily easy to, you know, make those birdies. And, you know, when you get the chance, you know, during any round, you know, you try and take advantage and opportunity of that. And I think that's the key, you know, going forward this week.
In the middle of the round, seemed like you were losing some tee shots to the right. Was that a little problem?
Yeah, you know, I hit one right on that, whatever that hole is, up the hill, 4, 5, 6, one of those. And then the next hole, I actually had a really good shot, but I thought it was straight downwind. But, you know, it ended up being a little left to right wind. So, you know, with me starting the ball right half of the fairway, you know, it landed on the fairway, but the wind kind of pushed it. So that's why I didn't really think of it, you know, as that big of a mistake. And I was able to make a good up and down there for par. So, you know, it just, especially during major championships, you have to stay patient and, you know, have to stay positive and, you know, really focus on those points and not get too carried away, you know, about those bogeys, because, you know, it is very likely that you're going to make a couple along the way.
Lydia, how would you compare the way the USGA has set this up to the way the PGA set up Olympia Fields?
I think it's a little different, but, you know, the course is, you know, quite different. Olympia Fields, they had, you know, a little bit of undulation, you know, all around the greens. So, you know, you couldn't get too crazy about, you know, the green speeds and, you know, the wind that were forecasted for during that week. So yeah, I think, you know, no matter who sets the course up, I think it's just important that, you know, and to kind of, I guess, think about the course conditions and, you know, the weather forecast. And I think the PGA of America obviously did a great job there at Olympia Fields, and, you know, the USGA has done, you know, a really good job so far.
Lydia, Shen Chen played well today. How much does that help or motivate you playing alongside somebody who's also playing extremely well?
I think she's one of the most consistent players on tour. You know, I say her swing, her putting, everything, there's not a lot that can go wrong with it. And, you know, when you're that type of player, you're always giving yourself as many opportunities as you can. And, you know, when I was playing with her, she, you know, every birdie opportunity, you know, she had, she pretty much made 99% of them. And I think that's why she was able to play so well. And it's great to be able to play alongside her so that, you know, I can feed off her in some holes. And I think we had a couple holes where we all birdied, you know, the whole group birdied. So it's just nice when, you know, you can kind of get into that momentum.
You switched putters, right?
It's the same. That was way too close. There was it's the same model, BadAttack, but, you know, it just has a different hosel. So, and I just really like the way it sits on the ground, and, you know, that way I don't really have to fiddle around with it when I'm at setup.
Wait, what is it again?
It's the PXG BadAttack.
Okay.
Like Batman BadAttack.
We are taking her to the media center.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, that way I'm there.
I am.
Yep.
Oh.